Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Well, we're going to get this done, and I think every Republican understands what's at stake here, the entire America First agenda. The president needs these tools and resources to grow the economy, to rein spending in and bring the prices down that people have suffered with, and to secure the border and strengthen our defense. So failure is not an option.
Failure is not an option. The entire America First agenda is at stake. This, according to House Budget Chairman Arnington from Texas. Let's get to our guest. You know what that sound means. Senator Eric Schmidt back on the Annie Frye Show. Senator, we're very grateful. We know your time is precious right now. Thanks for being with us.
Sure thing. Good to be with you.
What is the progress right now on the big, beautiful bill and that July 4th deadline?
Well, just this shows you how important you are and your listeners are. I literally just stepped out of our Republican Senate conference lunch where we're discussing the big, beautiful bill to call in here. So that's how much I love you, Annie, and all the great folks in the St. Louis region listening. We're going to get there. I think we're committed to being here through the weekend. There's still some things we're trying to work out, as you would with something like this with a lot of moving parts. But I think everyone's committed, you know, delivering on the big promises. You've got the no tax on tips. You've got the no tax on overtime. You've got making sure we don't have the tax cuts from 2017 expire. They're supposed to expire at the end of this year. So we extend those. And that's, you know, that's a few thousand dollars for every, you know, man, woman, and child in this country as far as what the tax increase would be. So that's a very important thing to do. It makes those tax cuts permanent so we won't have this situation again. It also has money for border security, money for deportations, money for detention beds. It's got money for our military. So what's important to note there is it pulls those priorities, it funds those for a few years so that once we're past this reconciliation process, the Democrats can't hold us hostage as we go through the normal appropriations process. So we're funding and kind of front-loading those priorities for President Trump early because we've got the ability because we only need 51 votes in the Senate and a simple majority in the House. And so the goal is to stay here this weekend and get this done and deliver on behalf of not only the president's agenda, but really what the American people are looking for.
You're listening to Senator Eric Schmidt right here from the state of Missouri on the big, beautiful bill. We heard about some moves that the parliamentarian made. That stuff gets into the weeds for average folks just trying to figure out if you guys are going to get the job done. Can you simplify for us what was done with the Medicaid situation? Medicare?
So this will be kind of like process stuff that's super boring, but I'll try to make it somewhat entertaining. People don't fall asleep. But is that basically through the reconciliation process, it was legislation that was passed in the 70s. You're only supposed to be dealing with sort of budget items and tax policy. It's not really a policy thing. Like you're not allowed to have legislation in there like men playing in women's sports. Like that doesn't fit in a reconciliation bill. So the parliamentarian sort of makes some of those calls. I will say though that usually you can work around that. And like, for example, initially not allowing SNAP benefits for illegal immigrants was bounced. It was taken out. Well, there was a tweak of the language and now it's back in. So some of the stuff that's like popping up online or whatever, we should be able to work around that because, you know, when you're talking about Medicaid and you're talking about SNAP, the only people that are affected, and the Democrats are trying to fearmonger on this, are, you know, if you're an able-bodied adult, we want to make sure you're working. And if you're an illegal immigrant, we want to make sure you're not getting any taxpayer benefits. Yeah. That's it. And so basically that's what Democrats are trying to make that seem worse than it is. But that's kind of where the sort of like in the bowels of the Senate where you're sort of arguing of what can stay in, what can stay out. And then we'll have it on the floor. Like that's the idea is that over the weekend we would have it on the floor. There's something called a vote-a-rama, meaning after 20 hours of debate, it's unlimited amendments. And you just rifle through these things, and so you could have 10, you could have 20, you could have 50, you could have 100 amendments that are offered, and we'll vote through that and then ultimately get to final passage. So it'll be a long but very, very important weekend for us.
Do you still believe, Senator Schmidt, that Donald Trump's desire, he said earlier at the press conference today, if they have to go longer than July 4th, they can do that. They're not completely bound by it. But it is a hope of his that he could sign this on July 4th. Is that even possible?
It is. I think the weekend, we're still within the weekend window. And as long as we don't creep outside of the weekend window, that is still possible for this to be on the president's desk and signed, because it would then go over to the House and then they would vote on it. And they can move pretty quickly in the House. They don't have the same procedural stuff that we have in the Senate. So it's still possible. But I agree. I've always thought the 4th of July was a very important goal, a self-imposed deadline, but an important one, because typically the way these things work, like just like a lot of things in life, people kind of move on deadlines, and right. The longer things kind of stick around without an end date, they can kind of drag on. So that is our goal. But we're literally today trying to iron out any of the differences that we have, and people are trying to get things included, not included, that kind of thing, for it to go onto the floor potentially by tomorrow is probably the hope.
Well, we're watching closely, and we're rooting for the America First agenda to really, this process is American, and it's ugly, and it's sausage making, but it's not supposed to be easy for some people in Washington, D.C. to come together and regulate the country. So this is part of the process.
That's right. We've got that, and then right after that, I'm actually handling, I'm the bill handler of the rescissions package. So,
okay.
So we'll have the reconciliation, then we have rescissions, and then we'll have appropriations, and you've got all these trade deals. And so I think, you know, really what it's all shaping up here is a big, beautiful summer. And that allows these policies, which were very effective in President Trump's first term, that had record wage growth across the board, to come in and, you know, have enough time to breathe before the midterm elections, and people could again see how successful America First agenda is. And so that's one of the reasons why we're working so hard, is we want to make sure that we've got time to see these things play out and people receive the benefits, because it's just the right thing to do.
We've got limited time left with you here, Senator Eric Schmidt with us. I want to ask you about two things, and I'm just going to give you the floor so you can spend whichever amount of time you want on each of these issues. The first is a tweet you put out that you're taking a first of its kind act on the Biden auto pen cover up. Using your authority as chairman of the subcommittee on the Constitution, you've submitted a quote special access request to archivist Marco Rubio to obtain sealed documents regarding the auto pen issue. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, of course, is the Supreme Court rulings from today. But if you could talk to us about the auto pen first and follow up with the Supreme Court, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I joked with Secretary Rubio yesterday because we were getting an all-senator briefing on the Iran issue. And I said, I sent you a letter today in your capacity as the archivist. So it's like he has many roles. But basically, we held that hearing to kind of get to the bottom of who's running the country when Joe Biden was mentally incapacitated. And one of the things we're hunting down now is when you use that auto pen, there's supposed to be a record of the authorization, and that would be held by the archivist. So we want to run that down and see actually was that happening and you know, sort of who was actually in charge. That's part of that subcommittee. And as it relates to the Supreme Court today, that's a big ruling. Like, it was on birthright citizenship. It really wasn't about the merits of whether or not the president could do it or not. That'll get decided later through executive order. But what it did say is all these nationwide injunctions that we've seen have been very, very...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Frustrating. And I predicted this and told people that as these things make their way through, these district court judges, these radicals have their 15 minutes of fame. But as they make their way through the appellate courts and the Supreme Court, President Trump, by and large, will be successful. This is a big deal. Basically, what they're saying is the Supreme Court today was you don't have the ability. You've never been vested with the authority to make national policy as a district court judge. Your job is to decide cases that are in front of you, the cases and controversy in front of you among those parties. Right. You can't loop in a bunch of people or policies that aren't in front of you. So it's really severely limits the authority of the district court judges, which has been obviously very, very controversial as you've got radical after radical trying to inhibit President Trump's agenda. So that's a big, big win for President Trump and really for the separation of powers, because we talk a lot about, you know, the Article 1 branch or the Article 2 branch being restrained, but the Article 3 branch, the judiciary, also has certain restraints. They don't get you to do everything. And so the Supreme Court reined them in today, and that's a good thing.
You know, I thought that if the president were truly acting like a king, that that today wouldn't, and yesterday, this week wouldn't have gone quite the way it did. Doesn't look like he's acting too much like a king. It looks like he's acting on behalf of the American people.
That's right. And he ran on very specific things, and he's doing those things. And they're authorized under law. He has the ability to enforce border laws and immigration laws. That's what he's doing. What people, the left, is losing their mind is because Joe Biden didn't do that. Right? And it had been the policy of the United States, even among Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Between the two of them, they deported, you know, tens of millions of people. And but only when President Trump came in is that a problem. And one, it's Trump derangement syndrome. And then number two, they actually believe in open borders now. So President Trump's just executing the laws, and the Supreme Court's now saying you don't have some rogue district court judge telling him he can't do that, just like a district court judge can't tell him, you know, he can't authorize troop movements. It'd be like a district court judge, you know, preemptively saying the president can't take the action he took this weekend. Those are core Article II executive branch powers, and that the President of the United States is elected by the entire country to execute. And so that's what you mean by separation of powers. When we say that, we mean it vertically and horizontally. We mean it vertically through what we're talking about here, but then also, you know, sort of horizontally and vertically, because you've got federalism. The states, you know, can push back as well. So anyway, it's a good lesson in kind of a real time on our Constitution and why it's so important to preserve it.
Senator Eric Schmidt, tell the Republicans in the Senate, get it done.
We'll get it done.
Happy Friday.
We'll get it done. Yeah, we'll get it done.
Go back to your lunch.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll
thank you so much. Bye-bye. Senator Eric Schmidt stepping out of the Republican caucus to get the big, beautiful bill done. They're discussing it, and he wanted to prioritize you. Pretty awesome. We'll be right back.